plumbing and systems. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
And now a star is born. On September 30th, 1985, the world welcomed little baby T-Pain.
Congratulations, it's a boy. What will you name him?
I'm gonna name him T-Pain.
T-Pain, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's five. Stand by for news.
I'm Rich Dennison. The Commission on Presidential Debate says changes may be in store before President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden meet again.
In a statement, the commission saying last night's debate made clear that additional structure should be added to the format of the remaining debates to ensure a more orderly discussion of the issues. Changing the structure of the debates last minute is highly unusual, and it's unclear exactly what changes the commission will adopt and whether the candidates will agree to them.
Fox's John Decker in Washington. Faulty backup cameras prompting the recall of more than 700,000 Fords.
2020 F-Series trucks, Explorers, Mustangs, Transit, Expeditions, Escape, Rangers, and the Ford Edge, saying their backup cameras can show distorted images or suddenly go dark. A poor electrical connection is blamed on the problem. No report of crashes or injuries.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America is listening to Fox News.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Stadium Sound Mixer.
Mr. Stadium Sound Mixer.
Sports are playing in empty stadiums, yet it's your job to make it sound like there are still fans, even though we clearly see there are not.
We only have to close our eyes.
You are there to help us use our imagination.
We just gotta pretend harder, yeah.
Because even though the world sucks, we at least have sports. And you give us that comforting sound of drunk people cheering for a happier time. Oh, spirit of artificial nostalgia, you're Mr. Stadium Sound Mixer, a real American hero.
Mr. Stadium Sound Mixer.
Now, if you could just make it sound like I have friends.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
The baseball playoffs have begun, and some surprises today in the world of sports. As I gotta fix that speech impediment. As the Marlins shocked the Cubs 5-0 at the Wrigley's Field. Cardinals over the Padres 5-2. That's a bit of a surprise. Braves in 13 innings beat the Reds.
Woohoo!
And the Astros have eliminated the Minnesota Twinks. Later on, we got the Yankees and Indians. The Yankees looked pretty badass last night. And the Brewers and the Dodgers. So there you go. That's you're all caught up on baseball. And the Vikings and Titans have had their week, this week's games, postponed because of a COVID outbreak. Yeah, they talk about that, but they never tell you. I mean, the only player I know that got really sick in baseball was Freddie Freeman of the Braves, who's one of the best. He should get the MVP this year. But he had a phenomenal season. So he had it, and he came back. I think I had it at late January, early February. And look at the comeback I've had.
Yeah.
I'm at What Finger Video. I'm looking at the 20 scariest TV moments of all time. Chris Wallace belongs on that list somewhere with his performance last night. Interesting, in Fox News just now we heard they want to add more structure. Well, I hope they do. And you know what? That's going to work very well for the president. Because he won't have Joe harping away and telling him, hey, shut up, man. Had somebody done that to Barack? Mitt Romney said that to Barack Obama? Can you imagine? They would have pilloried the man without hesitation or delay. But we have separate rules. 506, once again, the experts got it wrong, and it looked like that's in part why the market has had a couple of good days here. We'll talk to Brent McDonald in a moment because tomorrow starts fourth quarter and we'll be getting all kinds of numbers in that look promising. But anybody that can look you in the eye and say on April 15th that the Dow would regain everything it lost before Election Day, I wouldn't have believed it. But it's happened. It's happened. And it's close again to reaching all-time highs. Which is good. 506, Clark's came out to the house today for the fall tune-up. But I did notice I had a minor spike in the electric bill. Now that I've... And I said, could you take a look? Because we've basically kept the same protocols in our power use in place. We haven't done anything extraordinary. Could you take a look? Sure enough, as they were doing the tune-up on our heating system for the colder air, which is, by the way, many of you are going to be turning your furnace on for the first time Saturday morning. While we're here, we'll have wind chills maybe in the upper 30s. So a lot of people will, and if your house smells like burnt belly button lint, you need to call Clark's at 277-2125 and get them out. Get it clean. That's what happens. It sits there, collects dust. You flick it on that first cold day without a tune-up, it's going to smell odd. The best way to keep odd out of your house and your electric costs down is to partner up with Clark's. And also know that the best and most talented plumbers in the business are a phone call away 24/7, 365. Their number is 277-2125. The fabulous Melanie. How can we make you smile today? I would like a Clark's Club membership. And then have somebody out for my winter tune-up immediately, please, and they will take care of it for you. And then you have that protection year-round, 24/7, 365. Knowing the best people. I mean, they're just terrific to have in your home. Above and beyond their expertise. I love everybody that works for that company. Call Clark. Or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Brant's joining us next. We hope you'll join us at Baumhauer's. We should be arriving there in about an hour. Baumhauer's on the Boulevard.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Governor Ivey has extended the statewide mask mandate until November 8th and made new provisions for hospitals and nursing homes. They are now clear to allow one caregiver or one visitor into those facilities. Officials say September has been the least deadly month for Alabama since the pandemic began, and new infections and hospitalizations are trending down. Two Dallas County law enforcement officers have been indicted on state charges related to an accident on April 30th on Highway 80 West. Former Selma police officer Matthew Blaine Till and Dallas County Deputy John Nicholas Tacone are facing several charges, including assault and unlawful imprisonment. Till also pleaded guilty to federal charges related to the same incident. Troy University has named a new police chief. George Beaudry will lead the campus PD. He's a former captain patrol supervisor with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. He starts tomorrow. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
This is an important message for all current and former Boy Scouts.
The Boy Scouts of America has declared bankruptcy.
If you were sexually abused in scouting, you could receive compensation, but you must file a claim by November 16, 2020.
You may file a sexual abuse claim regardless of your current age or the year the sexual abuse occurred.
Visit officialbsaclaims.com or call 1-866-907-2721.
Paid for by the Boy Scouts of America.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've been enjoying some really comfortable weather, but we have a second cold front on the way before this week is over. For tonight, clear skies, pleasantly cool, overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, we're going to warm up again. We'll be in the low 80s with sunshine. But then the second cool front of the week slips through by Thursday evening. So by Friday, we're in the low 70s, nice breeze, upper 40s on Friday night, and then a perfect first weekend of October, the real deal fall air. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, welcome to Hannity. The very first presidential debate is now officially in the books.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire, inside a train wreck.
Flustered, irritated, and cranky. Joe, maybe it's past his bedtime. Probably stayed up too late, needs his nap.
That could be. Anyway, at first I thought it might have been a referendum out of the debate and who people who place their money where they place it. Saw a victory for the president. Obviously, he's the one that's got the economy going. I think Wall Street would like to see him have a second term. But I don't know nothing about that. I am talking to an expert, Mr. Right on the Money, Brad.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management.
Hey, buddy.
So,
how are you?
I'm, mediocre. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Just been super, super busy today. Been traveling a little bit and haven't been able to listen to the show. I've been out of range, but good day in the market today. Nothing wrong with that.
I was waiting to see if the market might react to the debate last night. All things considered, I think the president at minimum held his ground and at best made Joe look like the intemperate declining man that he is. And Chris Wallace just hung himself. But then I've been hearing today about were talking about these numbers yesterday, jobs numbers and stuff, important stuff that's coming out as we wrap up the end of September and how those impact, and it looked to me like a big vote of confidence today. Is that a good take, or do you have more to add to that?
Well, no, I think you're pretty close to being right on. So I would just say this, first of all, the most telling thing, I think, for me about the debate is the fact that Nancy Pelosi is moving quickly now to work with Mnuchin, and it's apparent that I think we're probably going to get a stimulus bill, another round, I'm thinking by tomorrow. And, yeah.
How about
that's
that?
That's always a freaking... Yeah, yeah. So we'll see what happens there. And she continues to come down. You know, she was at 3.3 and then went to 2.4.
Yeah.
I suspect by the time this is over, we'll be at 2 or under 2.
Yeah.
You know, this could have easily happened, you know, a month ago.
Of course.
But you know, and we've talked about this and the political gamesmanship that is played. And so, but anyway, I think that is the number one reason the market was up today. The market, you know, debates, yes, they're important. I felt like last night's debate was extremely important. But one thing that was missing from my perspective, and certainly for the business that I'm in, they were very, very, any discussion about specific industries or specific companies or anything like that, there were no attacks. There was no real big, deep, granular type discussions that would worry the market. They barely touched on China and trade. I felt like that was probably important. You know, those are the things that really, really get the market freaked out. I was sort of braced for some of that to be in there last night, and it wasn't. It was actually a huge fight over ideology, you know, is the way I saw it. I felt like, hey, you know, for those who support Trump, they loved it. For those who are just dug in and absolutely support Biden, they probably loved it as well. And the middle ground... I think at the end of the day, there were two themes for me that if I were handicapping it, I would say that really resonated the most with broad America were taxes and hearing Trump say these companies are going to leave if you raise that corporate tax rate. That was a really big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I think Trump spent enough time talking about the economy and what they've done there. And some of the more specific details around, you know, some of the regulatory things he did. I think those were some pretty big key, you know, points that he scored in the debate. Because at the end of the day, it's about the market. He mentioned 401ks. There are a lot of people where 401ks are extremely important. You know, we can't forget the fact that in today's day and time, there aren't that many pension plans anymore. They just don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 20, 30 years ago, a lot of people would retire from these big companies with giant pensions. It's not
right.
That way anymore. It's all about have they saved enough for their on their own in their 401k plan. So those are big deals. I give Trump the edge in this thing. And I'm interested also to see how the VP debate goes. That's going to be even more important than it has in years past for all the obvious reasons that we know.
I want to share with you a message I got from a listener who says, I didn't watch the whole debate, but what got me was Joe Biden in saying that Trump has messed the economy up. And I just looked up at the stock market. Was in the 17s when Trump won, and now it's, you know, the Dow is pushing 28 again. After a little correction that you predicted, by the way. And I didn't hear Trump bring that up. Well, it's hard when you're being cut off 76 times in a debate. If it wasn't Joe, it was that idiot Wallace. You know, they don't want that information.
No. I get it. I totally get it. But I think the American people are smart. You know, at the end of the day, they know where we were as an economy before all this COVID mess started. And I think that was another thing. You know, listen, when Trump started calling out states, when he started mentioning Pennsylvania, and particularly these states where they have Democratic governors,
yep.
And he was saying, you know, he kept hounding Biden on the fact that you want to shut us down again. You want to shut us down again. He did a good job in terms of highlighting those themes, if you will, that I think are hot button items. Law and order,
yep.
Shutting the economy down, raising your taxes, your company moving back overseas. All of those things, I think, really resonate with the American people. I really, really do. And I think at the end of the day, that's what this is all going to boil down to.
I agree.
You know, I just,
I don't think anything has really changed since that wisdom that that scary creep Carville told Clinton. It's the economy, stupid. I read a great piece today about a woman in New York who you would normally presume would be a liberal Democrat, a gay woman, and all these things that in the identity politics of Democrats they play to. But she's voting for Trump, and she didn't make it very complicated. She said, my 401k has gone up 20% this year. This year. My personal economy is in far better shape than it was before, and I want more. And that's why I'm going to vote for the man. And I think deep down, people who fall into these identity categories know that Donald Trump does not hate them or really anybody else. It's just not, that's crap that the talking heads make up. You know, that all he cares about is white people and all this. He tried to get that in yesterday. He says, I've done more in 47 weeks than you've done in 47 years, Joe. And he was right. Absolutely right. Well, Brant, we hope you travel safely. We got to get you booked into the studio sometime in October now.
Yeah, I know it.
As weird as top parts of this year have dragged, I can't believe tomorrow's October 1st already. I like it because it's payday.
Yeah, really.
That's always a good
deal. Yeah,
there
you go. Yeah.
If you, good. Now, with 3 months left in this year, I saw a funny meme today that said, it's the number 13 saying, I'm a really badass number. And then you see the number, what was it? You know what? I'll have to look it up because it was really funny. But 2020 comes along and says, I got both of you guys.
Yeah.
The number you really need to know is 387-0094. That's how you make an appointment to sit down and talk to Brant about what you would like to accomplish with your money. It's a conversation. It's all about you, how you can better manage your money and build for a better future. And then if another 2020 comes along, and who knows? We hope it doesn't, but they're almost inevitable. You'll have a fallback option that will help you navigate those troubled waters with a little more breathing room. 387-0094, Brant and the Brain Trust at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, we will talk tomorrow, I hope.
Oh, we definitely will, and I look forward to it.
Give us a morning bell call if you can, too.
Yeah, we'll do that. We will. We'll do that. All right, bud.
Thanks.
Thank you.
It's become sort of a sport because we are living in sports-starved America. And so the only number that we had to cheer for was the opening numbers on the market. Sometimes we go 2 or 3 minutes wide. Oh, it's almost there. Let's go. Shits and scores. Oh.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
523.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a mess on 85 northbound. If you're headed outbound from downtown, you're going to be in a slowdown of traffic starting at about Alabama State. The accident just past Ann Street. Three lanes of traffic merging to two. Only two lanes, the two center lanes, can get by the accident on I-85. And we have the on-ramp from Ann Street merging into that traffic right before the accident. So three lanes to two, and it is a bottleneck. Traffic is very slow moving by this wreck. If you're in traffic, you're going to have to be there for a while, unfortunately. Elsewhere around the city, we're very busy. Buckle up. Be safe. We'll keep you updated. Create your own deal or buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Buying a Toyota has never been easier. Visit the showroom or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's the 10 best days of fall. The 67th Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. It kicks off Friday, October 9th with a salute to our veterans, sponsored by Sam's Club. Active military and retired admitted free with proper ID. This year, due to the COVID crisis, there will be no indoor concerts, but plenty of great local and regional bands playing nightly on our outside stage. Enjoy the Midway with its rides and games, plus all the entertaining outdoor shows like the circus along with the agricultural exhibits. October 12th is school day. All students, kindergarten through high school, get in for $5 and ride wristbands are just $15. Sponsored by Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County DA's office. For information on admission requirements during the crisis, along with a daily schedule, visit alnationalfair.org or download the fair app from your app store. Advanced tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. The Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. Presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama and Pepsi.
The Alabama National Fair.
Garrett Coliseum clear bag policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand-patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
Sinclair's offers takeout if you need to grab and go. And you can also have Sinclair's delivered through the Grubhub delivery app.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do you love hit songs? And do you love pharmaceuticals and pain relief? Then you're gonna love Pill Pop. Pill Pop is the new music collection of tired hit songs being used in commercials like Ozempic.
Once weekly, Ozempic is helping many people with type 2 diabetes.
You also get Nazareth, but for Asper Cream.
Doing the things we love can be painful. Asper Cream's triple effect provides targeted relief.
See your doctor about Pill Pop. Download it today. No prescription needed.
It is 527 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Joining us now, Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, yeah. Chad.
Well, I think I called the debate correctly the last couple of days, didn't I? That Biden would have his 10 talking points and he would repeat them no matter what. How many times did you hear the COVID talking point, right?
Yeah.
And that he would do fine, that he would be coherent. And when you have talking points that you've memorized, you look coherent because you know those words backwards and forwards. So I think the only thing that was unexpected in terms of the level is the interference from Chris Wallace.
Yeah, he's horrible.
That's the one thing that really shocked me, just how over the top. And I can understand he was frustrated with Trump on some of the interruptions, but let me explain something here. The format was terrible. For one thing, all of the topics were skewed against the strength of Trump and in favor of Biden.
Absolutely.
Whether it's global warming or whether it's COVID or race issues, all those are skewed directly and on purpose. And then the way he phrased the questions when he put them to Trump, it was the liberal narrative. Some say that all these riots are occurring in Democrat cities. But what about Tulsa and Fort Worth, Texas? I mean, somebody set up a bottle rocket in one of those cities.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, that's the kind of stuff we're talking about. So you had that situation where he's basically asking questions that are already biased against Trump, and then he feeds the narrative. And then every time Trump started getting some momentum and really pointing out some of the problems that Biden had, he got cut off. He got cut off. Oh, we need to move to the next topic because that's going to be in our next topic. You know, it was just absolutely insanity. But I tell you, Trump didn't help himself, though, by stepping on Biden constantly. Biden was starting to hang himself on a lot of stuff. You know, but I think the next format is almost a town hall format down at Miami, because the audience gets to ask questions. Now, the real kicker there is who gets to pick the audience, right? Who gets to pick the question? You know, if it's like a CNN forum, then we know what the questions are going to be, right?
Well, a lot of conservatives in Miami, Cubans, I hope they find some of them.
Well, I'll just say this, Greg. I don't think anybody moved the needle one way or the other, and I'll tell you why. Because the biggest news was not about Biden, and it wasn't about Trump. It was about Chris Wallace.
Yeah.
Even the left said that Chris Wallace created a dumpster fire. I mean, it's like he totally lost control. The first 15 minutes of the debate were fine. They were each talked for 2 minutes, each gave a topic, and then Biden's the first one started interrupting Trump. And I don't know if you watched, you know, they had split screen. Biden was over there, you know, huffing and shaking his head and making noises and grunting the whole time and saying, no, no, you know. But the one problem I had about the whole debate thing is you didn't give any time for a sir rebuttal, a second reply to the president, all right? So you've got somebody who literally is lying about you, saying that it's the worst economy ever, or the China trade is worse now than it's ever been, when in fact it's the best it's been in years. And he gave him no opportunity to respond to flat-out lies. And Chris Wallace did not point out a single lie that Biden told. I mean, and that made it really frustrating for the president, because he ended up debating two people. The moderator wasn't going to push Biden on the truth of any of his statements. And the only person who was going to be able to do that was Trump himself.
Right?
So we'll see what happens. I'm not too concerned about
Here's my take. I think Trump will absolutely be better the next time, because he's smart and he learns. Joe, his big achievement was making it through the whole thing without falling down.
Two recommendations to Trump. One is let Biden hang himself.
Yep.
And the second one would be memorize 10 good points against Biden that no one can disagree with, right? 10 good things.
The opportunity last night was when Joe said Antifa's not an organization, it's an idea. Really? Do I do?
Yeah, like Marxism is too, but it kills a lot of people and burns up a lot of buildings as well.
Yes.
You know, last time I checked, simple ideas don't just burn up federal buildings and shoot people in the streets and riot and hurt old ladies and old people. And those things. That's not just ideas. Those are people, because ideas drive people.
Yep.
Ask the people in Venezuela, Cuba, and North Korea what they think about the idea of Marxism.
Being in Miami could work very well.
Oh, I think so, too. All right, my friend. You guys be good.
Thanks.
Right. Let's say good afternoon to Mike.
Greg, how you doing today?
I'm fine, man. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I have a suggestion on the moderator situation.
Yeah.
Maybe they should let the Democrats, get to pick a moderator to question Trump. And then the Republicans get to pick their own moderator to question Biden.
Yeah, somebody mentioned that today. I would be okay with that.
Yeah, I think that would be a fair situation compared to last night, anyhow.
Yeah. Last night was, the biggest loser in the debate last night was Chris Wallace, and he got torched on both sides of the aisle for his performance.
Oh, without a doubt, and he deserves every bit of criticism that comes his way.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much for
that was my thoughts.
Thank you. We're glad you took the time to share them with us. It's 5:34, Baumhauer's. We'll be on our way there in about 26 shopping minutes. See how the roads are doing.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we got a real mess. I-85 northbound, the accident is just past the Ann Street overpass. Traffic is backed up all the way to the interchange. This is what's happening. The two center lanes of I-85 are having to merge with oncoming traffic from the on-ramp at Ann Street to 85 northbound. So you have three lanes of traffic, two on 85 north, and the on-ramp traffic merging into two lanes to get by the accident.
Use caution. If you are in that backup in traffic, sit tight. It's going to be a minute getting by this one. Around the boulevard, we are very heavy in traffic at all the major intersections. 65 northbound at the Northern Boulevard. We got a slow down there headed up towards Prattville. Just buckle up and hang in there, folks. It is a busy afternoon in Montgomery. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Buying a Toyota has never been easier. Visit the showroom or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time. Done right. Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599.
Duval's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duval's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces. They do it all. There's no need to go all over town looking. Duval's staff will come to you and bring your ideas to life. Duval's Landscapes will limit your design to prefabricated, made in a warehouse, outdoor fireplace or kitchen. You can choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit DuvalsLandscapes.com today or call Monica at 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Fall is quickly approaching, so it's time to get your home ready for family and friends. Duval's Landscapes will make it easy for you, offering specials on shrub trimming and pine straw delivery and installation this month only. Call Monica today at 791-4108 or visit DuvalsLandscapes.com.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Two Dallas County law enforcement officers have been indicted on state charges related to an accident on April 30th on Highway 80 West. Former Selma police officer Matthew Blaine Till and Dallas County deputy John Nicholas Tacone are facing several charges, including assault and unlawful imprisonment. Till also pleaded guilty to federal charges related to the same incident. Troy University has named the new police chief. George Beaudry will lead the campus PD. He's a former captain patrol supervisor with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. He starts tomorrow. Governor Ivey has extended the statewide mask mandate until November 8th and made new provisions for hospitals and nursing homes. They are now clear to allow one caregiver or one visitor into those facilities. Officials say September has been the least deadly month for Alabama since the pandemic began, and new infections and hospitalizations are trending down. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've been enjoying some really comfortable weather, but we have a second cold front on the way before this week is over. For tonight, clear skies, pleasantly cool, overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, we're going to warm up again. We'll be in the low 80s with sunshine. But then the second cool front of the week slips through by Thursday evening. So by Friday, we're in the low 70s, nice breeze, upper 40s on Friday night, and then a perfect first weekend of October, the real deal fall air. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh,
I just can't get these numbers to add up.
It's like we're never going to get out of this hole.
Credit card debt, does it ever end?
Maybe I can help. We sure could use it.
We've tried debt consolidation companies.
We've even taken out loans to help make payments.
Well, you're not the only ones. Did you know millions of Americans live with debt they cannot control? That's why I developed this unique new program for managing your debt. It's called Don't Buy Stuff You Cannot Afford.
Oh, let me see that. If you don't have any money, you should not buy anything. Sounds interesting.
Sounds confusing.
I don't know, honey. This makes a lot of sense. There's a whole section here on how to buy expensive things using money you save.
Give me that. And where would you get this saved money?
I tell you where and how in Chapter 3.
Okay, but what if I want something but I don't have any money?
You don't buy it.
Well, let's say I don't have enough money to buy something. Should I buy it anyway?
No.
Now I'm really confused.
It's a little confusing at first.
Well, what if you have the money? Can you buy something?
Yes.
Now take the money away. Same story?
Nope. You shouldn't buy stuff when you don't have the money.
I think I got it. I buy something I want and then hope that I can pay for it, right?
No. You make sure you have money, then you buy it.
Oh, then you buy it. But shouldn't you buy it before you have the money?
No.
Why not?
It's in the book. It's only one page long. The advice is priceless and the book is free.
Wow, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, we can put it on our credit card.
So get out of debt now. Write for your free copy of Don't Buy Stuff You Cannot Afford. And if you order now, you'll also receive Seriously, If You Don't Have the Money, Don't Buy It, along with a 12-month subscription to Stop Buying Stuff magazine. So order today.
Hey, I think I found a new Hodge Twins.
Really?
On Amy Comey.
Amy.
I'm just going to call her Amy
Coney.
Barrett. Coney. Amy Coney Barrett. Comey is the round-faced clown ass that got taken to the cleaners in the Senate today.
Right.
And that Christopher Wray, who looks like a bird that has no idea where he landed or who he just pooped on. How is that guy still running the FBI? I want Richard Grenell in there.
He would be good.
We got to get Trump, not just reelected, we got to get him a Republican Senate and Congress, and this time one that walks in with some cojones and not this timid. I still can't believe he had 2 years. And those career politicians, they weren't particularly interested in working with this outside of D.C. phenomenon. I think next time will be different if we give him the chance to do it. And he can get enough done with that level of support, that no matter what the Democrats do, it'll be almost impossible to erase. So let's see what they got to say about Amy Barrett being called a racist colonizer for adopting black kids.
Let's start the show. We got a damn good show for y'all today. Good show. But for a start show, check out this fly gear I'm wearing. It's patriotic. It's conservative.
Fly gear, huh?
It's fly. It's paying the bills. It can only be bought at officialhorsetwins.com. Just use discount code ChineseVirus. You get 20% off.
I gotta buy something from them. Both. I'm using their
nice
stuff.
Nice guys. All right. Let's start the show. Amy Barrett.
Yeah.
Supreme Court Justice nominee.
Yeah.
Excellent pick in my humble opinion.
She's got a big, beautiful family, man. When I think of America, I think of Miss Barrett's family.
But to the left, this is racism.
Yeah. They ain't real black kids. They token black kids.
Yeah. Why she got them black kids like that?
Yeah.
And then this professor.
Yeah.
From this, what is it, Boston University?
Yeah, he's a doctor, man.
Show him some respect. They ain't showing this dude no respect.
His name is Dr. Ibram X. Candy.
He wrote a best-selling book.
Yeah.
How to Be an Anti-Racist. But he tweets out this racist tweet. You wrote a book on how to be an anti-racist.
Best-selling author.
Right, but you out here tweeting racist stuff.
How does that work, Dad, Dr. Candy? You're supposed to show everybody a prime example of what to do, what not to do. You're supposed to be a professional.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be a doctor.
You're supposed to be anti-racist.
Let me read you his tweet, everybody. Dr. Candy. Okay, because, you know, Amy Coney Barrett, she adopted two kids from Haiti.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay, so here's his tweet. Some white colonizers.
Somebody don't know the definition of colonizers.
Yeah.
Some white, it's hyperbole. He's just a race pimp. That's all he's doing.
Yeah.
Some white colonizers adopted black children. They civilized these savage children and...
Man.
Savages. Hey, man. Yeah. Can you imagine Trump came out and called black kids savages? Can you imagine what that do to that man? This black man just called some black kids some savages.
Look, look. They civilized these savage children in superior ways of white people. Look, first of all, was these kids like walking around butt-naked and hating carrying spears
with dead animals draped across their body?
Savages.
Savage.
You're supposed to be anti-racist, that Dr. Candy.
You calling black people savages in Haiti?
Calling your own kind savages. You sound like a race traitor to me.
Yeah, children in superior ways of white people. I get your point. If you ever been to Haiti, the white people's way is superior.
Hey, Dr. Candy, that wasn't adoption. That was a rescue.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Let me keep reading this man's tweet. Let me remind y'all, he wrote a book on how to be an anti-racist. And keep in mind, he's a doctor and he works at Boston University. That's scary, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's terrifying. Uh-huh. Scary world, man. Scary world that a doctor can preach all this hate. But be glorified as...
You're actually a racist. You've become everything... You're against.
Yeah, everything you hate, that's what you are. If you would only just take a look in the mirror, you might see the Grand Wizard of the KKK stand right back at you. What? Who the hell is that?
All right, look here. Look here. Okay, let me start over. They civilized these savage children.
Savage.
In the superior ways of white people, the white man, while using them as props in their lifelong pictures of denial.
Pictures of denial of what?
While cutting the biological parents of these children out of the picture of humanity.
Dr. Candy, you can't adopt kids with parents.
Yeah.
That's called kidnapping. Yeah. Their parents exactly. Is not in the picture. That is one of the worst poems I've ever heard.
His tweet.
Hey, Jesus. Man, how you going to say they're props? Yeah. I mean, I can understand where you're coming from if soon as Ruth Bader Ginsburg died,
yeah.
She ran to Haiti and nabbed up two black savages, like you said, brought them back here and put them in suits and ties and dressed them up and everything and just to protect her against the left, trying to keep her from being nominated to Supreme Court. Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah, but then she generally adopted these kids. She was pregnant when she adopted these
she
kids.
She raised these kids.
Like they're her own.
And these kids look extremely happy in this picture.
Yeah, they don't look like they're out of that scene of, what was it, Get Out?
I don't see her with a cup putting these black kids in a trance. You are a modern day race pimp, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. I'm only speaking for myself. You're a race hustler. You're making money off this.
I think white liberals give you the opportunity to do what you do to oppress black people.
Yeah.
You're actually what Malcolm X called back in, what was it, the 60s, called like celebrities.
Yeah.
These people, these black leaders.
Yeah.
That's because white liberals put you in a position. You're actually a puppet to oppress your own people.
Yeah. When you call black people puppets, or you call these kids puppets, or...
Props.
Yeah. You're delegitimizing. That's why they call Kanye a token black. That's why they call all the blacks in the back with President Trump when they're praying over him. They call them token blacks. You're just trying to delegitimize...
Adoption.
Blacks being in conservatism or being Republican.
Or being with a white family.
Yeah. What is wrong with a white family adopting some black kids from a foreign country to give them a better life? That's the most beautiful thing a white person can do.
Yeah, see, if Amy was on the left, y'all be coming, oh, look at this white woman using her white privilege to hip these damn savages. They wouldn't say savages at that point. But you see what I'm saying? Yeah. If she was on the left, they would be praising this woman. And you know what? Just show you how racist you are.
Yeah.
What's his name? Richard Spencer, that Nazi?
Yeah, he's a white supremacist.
They like to call themselves white separatists. He actually agreed with you and quoted your tweet.
Yeah.
So you have something in common with a white supremacist.
Yeah.
Look, that Dr. Candy. Look here, man. Look. Let me break it down for you, man.
Well, break it down.
You're in position. The only reason why you're a bestseller is because white liberals are using you to oppress black people. That's why you're talking at universities. That's why you're getting a huge fee. That's why your books are selling. That's why you're on Stephen Colbert promoting yourself, because you're a race hustler. You're a pimp to pimp out your own people. That's the only reason why you're in position today, because you're selling out your own kind. Supposedly, you're trying to help the black man. No, you're just trying to keep them enslaved.
You're exploiting the racist history of this country to make money.
You are the epitome of what I call a sellout there, Dr. X Candy.
Man.
They tell it like it is.
And they don't, it's not, they may have notes, but they don't, they're not reading scripts. They're just chatting. That's what I love about their approach. Mm-hmm. And they're absolutely 100% correct. 551, or as we call it, 9 minutes to bomb home.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Horton Wholesale in Montgomery is hiring immediately for a part-time position in their wholesale floor operation. Must have a good driving record. Call 262-0920 for more information. Horton Wholesale, 262-0920.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In these trying times, much debate has risen over whether or not to wear a mask. The people who engage in these arguments are known as mask debaters. We urge you, please do not mask debate in public. Do it in the privacy of your own home with the door closed. Don't mask debate while visiting your parents. Especially don't mask debate on a work conference call or, God forbid, a Zoom session. This has been a public service announcement about the dangers of mask debating. And we remind you, if you can't find a mask, use a gray gym sock.
Huh?
A gray gym sock.
Well, I guess the mask debaters, the side that advocated for a return to normalcy, lost as Governor Meemaw has extended our mask, unconstitutional mask mandate through November 8th. Make sure you have one so you can go vote on Election Day. Let's double check these baseball scores here, Rosie.
Okay.
The Twins are out. They got beat by Houston again today, and it was on the road, so there was no cheating. Cardinals are up over the Padres. Braves beat the Reds in at a time when Rich Thomas is dealing with massive cluster migraines, that was a terrible thing for the Braves to do to him today, to torment him through four extra innings.
Yeah.
The Marlins, of all teams, beat the Cubs 5-1. Shocker. Athletics beat the White Sox. That's one series that's at a game apiece. Looks like the Blue Jays are going to get eliminated tonight. And I'd like to see the Yankees take care of the Indians tonight. So there you go. We're on our way to Baumhauer's. Rusty and David are next.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we are back to normal on 85 northbound. There's still a lot of congestion from I-65 all the way up to Ann Street. It is slowly breaking up. They got that accident out of the way. All around the boulevard, though, we have still got a lot of congestion, especially East South Boulevard, West Boulevard on both sides of I-65, and Northeast Boulevard and the Wetumpka Highway. A lot of outbound traffic on the 31s, too, this afternoon. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Accidents happen. Go where the insurance companies go for auto repairs. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Discounted towing, loaner cars, and more. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Congratulations to Clark's RV Center, serving Central Alabama for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook, located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sell. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should've when you could've. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
According to the Social Security Administration, there are over 9,000 combinations for how you can take Social Security. Choose wrong and you could leave thousands on the table. Hi, I'm Ken Murray, founder of Retirement Planners of America. Social Security can be very complex. You can receive a free Social Security consultation. We'll help you choose the option and build a plan to help your money last as long as you do.
Call for your free consultation now. 800-375-1159. 800-375-1159.
Whether class is in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything you need to start the year right.
From lap desks to notebooks, noise-canceling headphones to UV sanitizers.
And all at amazing prices. This week, pocket folders, comp books, and 4-ounce Elmer's glue are just 25 cents each.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 9/19. In-store only. Limit 6. While supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
That's our show, but the joke's on you, because we got paid anyway.
I'm going home to live my creepy, pathetic life.
I'm going to have to ask you and your party to leave.
Slap yourself very hard in the face, then leave.
Could you just leave the room, please?
Leave me alone.
Leave us alone.
I have to undergo an exit.